session. This is the reading for Wednesday, April 10th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. It will be published in the stories. Today is the Golden Tarot. This is, I think, a new one. I don't know if I've done this one yet. But let's do it. The theme is the Ten of Pentacles. Keywords here being roots, tradition, and legacy. The tool card is the Ace of Pentacles. The abundance, prosperity, and stability. The obstacle is the Ten of Cups. Happiness, domestic harmony, and security. How is that an obstacle? Fucking tune in next time on Dragon Ball Z. Advice card is the Four of Swords. This one, the message here is to keep to yourself a little bit. The current environment isn't suitable for confiding in other people at the moment. The sixth instinct today is Neptune. Keywords are merging and oneness. Moon is in the waxing crescent phase, as it will be for the rest of the week. This is the building momentum in the new moon cycle as we put our intentions into motion. So let's put the shit together. Oh yeah, I had to start this one with a callback to favorite comedian of mine. It's gonna be a good day, Tater. The theme card today is that of satisfaction and a sense of security that things will work out for the best in the end. It's a sign of long-term planning that is going to come to fruition as long as we stick to the plan and not try to find shortcuts or some way to, you know, jump ahead. The tool that we need to keep ourselves on the straight and narrow is abundance. Now, the Ace of Pentacles is a card that typically suggests material abundance that can manifest itself in a few ways. This could be a new job or a promotion in your current job, a new business that you start has all the makings of greatness, or a current business starts to take off in a really big way. And the message here seems pretty obvious to me, is that we make our long-term vision come to be using the abundance that we are creating today. The obstacle, yeah, welcome back, Dragon Ball Z fans. It's a hard one to frame as an obstacle, but let's give it a shot. So the Ten of Cups typically symbolizes the serenity and satisfaction that we feel when our dreams have come true. Not just material comforts, but the fulfillment in our hearts as well. Everything that your heart desires, that feeling of bliss. So the way I take this to be an obstacle is getting ahead of ourselves, where we relish the satisfaction of reaching long-term goals before we get there by fantasizing too much, daydreaming too much. I also take it to mean that we could be setting too lofty of goals because of unrealistic, romanticized fantasy worlds that we create in our heads. I'm guilty of this. I do it all the time. It's hard. So I can say the advice card here is really good. Keep your plans and ideas and your visions to yourself for the time being, because the current environment isn't suitable for sharing these, and it's not good. It's not a good one for soliciting the input of others either. The sixth instinct on this one, I think, straddles the line between the theme and the second interpretation that I gave of the obstacle. So Neptune promotes the desire to escape limitations. So it can be good if we're escaping the bounds of our current life trajectory and, you know, breaking the cycle, I think, is an easier way to put it. But that's a good way to do it. But I think it can be bad if we try to escape the limitations of reality to try and create, dedicate ourselves to creating the unrealistic fantasy world that exists only in our heads and will never be real. Which one applies to you? I can't really tell you because I don't know you. Either way, the moon phase is still building momentum as we put our intentions into motion. Use the lunar energy to build the abundance necessary for the long-term plan that we envision. Stone today is a yellow jasper. Best uses are promoting positive, it's strong self-esteem and self-worth. So in the context of the reading, I think it fits well with the overall message of working towards our dreams. And our coin flip today was a no. Yesterday was a yes. I didn't mention it. I'll cut it in. But yeah, that's April 10th. Party time.
All right. So for... All right. Today's theme, I pulled the manifestation card. Sometimes they come as a breeze upon your fingertips. At other times, they dwell in the depths of your soul. It is a dance between you and spirit as the magic unfolds. So this card, when this card presents itself in a reading, it is because you have not followed through on your commitment to your goals, which could be indicated by choosing anger when you have set an intention for kindness, or dwelling in a feeling of lack when you desire abundance. You have attracted more of what you do not desire simply because that is where you have placed your focus. Manifestation is here to encourage you to examine how you can be more in alignment with what you seek. If you are seeking love, then it is love you must send out into the world. If you are seeking wealth, you must focus on areas of your life in which you already feel a sense of abundance. And if it is success you are after, then focus on your previous accomplishments. As you seek the path of positive expression, you will begin to flow into the dance of manifestation, allowing the magic to unfold. For today's blessing, I pulled the self-worship card. My hands fold as I speak to the stars, watching as the sky holds its breath. It's in stillness that I find that I am and all of divinity within me. Again,
that is just straight up Gnosticism,
right?
Straight up.
So this card is just saying that you are in need of some self-care, like major self-care, as you're spread too thin and give too much of yourself to too many people, projects, and ideas. Real spiritual work happens in the moments when you make your well-being a priority. Be a little self-centered and focus on nourishing yourself for a change. Worshipping yourself isn't selfish, but rather is a sign of self-respect and an acknowledgement of the need to save yourself before you're in a position to help others. This message is amplified when it is combined with the indulgence card, which we have not pulled for this one. Self-worship can also mean that you have been putting yourself down, focusing on your flaws rather than seeing how beautiful and worthy you are. How you speak to yourself has more impact than the words of anyone else, as the harsh words you speak about yourself drain you of your energy. Negative self-talk can create blocks, doubts, and limiting beliefs that will prevent you from experiencing the blessings that are your due. This is your reminder to worship yourself and find compassion and forgiveness, even for your most unforgiving parts. And this does come with the self-worship ritual. We won't go through that right now. For today's obstacle, I pulled the sacrifice card. You must find the ebb and flow of life within your very self. Embracing it all is embracing truth. I cannot read today. This card invites you to let go of something that is preventing your growth. You do not wish to move on, but deep down you know that this is a necessary step on your path towards greater fulfillment. I really needed to see this card. This can mean moving to a new home, embracing a new career, or a way of thinking, or even a rite of passage such as a graduation. You know that you are on your way to more, but the moment is still bittersweet. Pulling this card shows you that you have some doubts about your next steps. I really do need this card. Yep. You wonder if you have made the right choices or if you will later regret your actions. Yes, there will be challenges ahead and perhaps more sacrifices to come, but you must be willing to sacrifice something small to reap the rewards of something greater. It is time to commit to your choices and move on in the knowledge that there is much more for you to explore. There's just a theme with this week for me. So
yeah.
A lot of self-care and a lot of letting go needs to happen, I guess, within this week. We'll see how the next couple of days go. But that's how it's looking right now.
What was the theme card you got?
Theme card.
Or the blessing card, excuse me.
Blessing card. Hold on, I lost it. Blessing card was self-worship.
Okay, yeah, that one stood out to me. That was a pretty, I don't want to say contentious because it wasn't, but it was a spirited discussion that I had with other people, esotericists who like study all this ooky spooky stuff. And it was self-worship, i.e. apotheosis versus versus gnosis. It looks like a subtle difference, but I think it's a pretty big one. Are you worshiping a divine aspect of yourself, or are you worshiping yourself as a divine being? It's a fine line to walk. It's easy to fall into the apotheosis one. I look at apotheosis as a bad thing, personally. But that card really stood out to me. My thinking is that the message is, it's so heavily worded, or so strongly worded rather, so that like a lot of people are like, we're all our own worst critics, right? That's the general motif of life in general. I just used general twice. Great. I think that it's strongly worded to help people overcorrect into being, you know, like just in the spot of self-care that you should be in. Because when you're starting from like a negative position, it's going to take more than just self-care. Like, no, you need to worship yourself. God, do it. You need to do it. You need to do it right. But that's, there you go. That's a little bit of talk. That's a fun card. I liked it.
Yeah,
that one really got me thinking. All right, if you want to see how I do my all of mine, you can go to patreon.com/lbxmedianet. In the ooky spooky tier, there's a video I publish at the end of every week that shows how I did all of the readings for the week, so you can have a look at how much effort I actually put into making this shit random. And, like, I'm not just pulling these cards out of my ass so that they sound nice. I'm trying to dupe myself. Like, okay, skeptic, let's see how you do it. That's kind of what I'm going for there. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about the reading, what do you think about apotheosis? 833-LUX-PODS. Let me know what you think. Anything else? I think that's it. Oh.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
The coin flip. I don't know if I gave that one. It was a no. Did I give that twice? I think I just gave that twice. I've been doing a lot of stuff twice.
I think so.
It's great. Go me. I'm really good at this. We'll see you tomorrow. Same spooky time. Same spooky place.